I think if ever there was a sound of being in love, Herman's Hermits expressed it at that time with something good. And I mentioned before the arches, and maybe they sort of expressed a kind of bubbly feeling or something like that, but this was a genuine thing, and it's amazing that at that time there were so many different kinds of music all sitting side by side. So you could have like Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and the Stones, but there was also Manfred Mann and Herman's Hermits that were popular, just as popular, and just offered you so much variety. And I think maybe in some respects that's something that marks out that time. It's probably true today as well. I'm sure there's, you know, the music of today is got more variety than we think. But back then, Herman's Hermits just said it all, and it said it in a way that, you know, you were in love now with this girl, and you could quite easily be, you know, playing the field and checking your chances. And every one of them, you'd be feeling good. You'd be feeling good about one girl and every possibility of every girl. It was just a magical, brilliant time, and a time of real optimism. So, Herman's Hermits, as strange as they looked, made a big contribution in their own way, just by being one of the background bands of the time. So I wanted to mention them.